seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إنما تكون الأشياء بإرادته ومشيته من غير كلام ولا تردد في نفس ولا نطق بلسان.
إمام الكاظم عليه السلام stated, Verily things come into being solely by his will and his wish, without the need for a speech, alternation of breath, or utterance with the tongue.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So when we're talking about the different conversations and the dialogues of the infallible imams, we find that it is very important to take these conversations from each infallible for every single infallible imam from among the 12 imams has these golden conversation and has this knowledge and wisdom and spirituality and advice which they put forth. And this advice and this knowledge and this wisdom is truly beneficial to every single one of us, even in the present day and age. Now, when talking about one of these specific conversations and these dialogues, we find that the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, was advising his son in one of these instances. And so Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam told his son to be earnest in his affairs and to be cautious of laziness. Now, when we are talking about being earnest in one's affairs, we're talking about being serious in one's affairs. And to take one's affairs seriously, to take one's duties seriously. And on the other hand, when we talk about being serious in accomplishing a duty, we are also talking about being cautious of being lazy. And so along these lines, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam spoke to his son and he said, "Beware of laziness and boredom, for they prevent you from your share in this world and the next." And how true is this, dear brothers and sisters? We find that both laziness, sluggishness, this kind of lethargic personality that sometimes we have, and this boredom, it really prevents us from so many things that we could accomplish. First and foremost, and the most immediate thing that this laziness and this lethargic behavior does is it prevents our share in this world. For example, we might not get up to study, we might not get up to go to school, we might be lazy in going to work, or at work we might be lazy in accomplishing certain things that we are supposed to be accomplishing. And so, of course, that share which we would be able to get in this world, we are prevented from getting because of laziness. And of course, the next one is the fact that this laziness and boredom and sluggishness and this lack of seriousness in our affairs, whether they be religious or extra-religious, they also prevent us from our share of the next world. For example, we might be lazy in doing our prayers, or we might be lazy in doing good deeds, or we might be lazy, for example, in another manner, and we might be lazy in preventing ourselves from committing sins, and thus we also lose the next world. And as a final thought, we find that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he really opposed laziness, unemployment, and these kind of qualities because he said they lead to poverty and lowness and losing one's honor and decency. And so beware of laziness and boredom, dear brothers and sisters. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
A man by the name of Shaykh al-Hanabila, not from the followers of the Ahl al-Bayt. His name was Abu Ali al-Khalal. He himself has written in his works that when I have a problem in my life, when I need something to be fulfilled, I go to the shrine of Musa ibn Ja'far and I ask Allah in the shrine of Musa ibn Ja'far, and it is indeed fulfilled. This is a fact and a realization that is demonstrated by hundreds and thousands, if not millions, on an annual basis. How many of you have seen recently the pilgrims that have flocked towards the city of Kadhimiyyah within Baghdad, their intention to perform the ziyarah and to pay their respects to the imam known as Bab al-Hawa'ij, in requesting for their needs to be fulfilled and interceding using the name of the Imam so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills their needs and their desires.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.